soul and body. Your letters came, and very good ones they are. Wish I had time to write more fully, but I'm now putting on my hat to hit the road. Those expressions, embodied and personified, might be regarded objectionable, possibly on the ground that they suggest corporeality. But everyone to his own way of thinking and talking. It is going a long way toward placing a supposedly troubled man on his feet to acknowledge that he is an expression of boundless life, or to put it the other way, that he is irrepressible life expressed. The precise form of the expression is difficult to figure out, but spiritual things are difficult to define or describe. It seems almost impossible to put them in our limited forms of phraseology. Anyhow, I was glad to hear from you and to see that you are taking hold of life so normally and vigorously. You have the best years before you, so dig in like the industrious chap you are. You want to know how mind can rectify bodily conditions? This is easy enough to understand when you recognize that you are mental throughout. You may try to separate yourself into soul and body, ascribing all intelligence to soul and none to body. But the fact is, soul and body are one. They are both mental. Body is the part of soul, or to use the new word, consciousness, which is cognizable to material sense. But it is mental. This is why it talks to you so much. Stop regarding yourself as both soul and body. Stop using the expression body at all, if you like, and regard yourself as consciousness. Then it is plain why a change in your thinking will result in a change in what you have been calling body. For body is part of consciousness. Get the fear out of mentality, therefore, and you get the wobbles out of body.